Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
It's great to see you this morning. We pray God's blessings as we hear His Word and receive His gifts on this grand and glorious Resurrection Day. We have journeyed for a long time through the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ this last Holy Week, taking us to Mount Olives, Calvary, and to the body placed in a tomb. But the tomb is empty. Christ is risen. He is risen
indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today, 457. Please stand as the cross enters the church. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting 3, page 184 and following. We have been holding back, not singing our hymn of praise and not singing the Alleluias during Lent. Well, Lent is over. The fast is done. The Alleluias and the hymn of praise are back. We have a worship insert for the day. Readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. Our focus today will be the epistle reading from 1 Corinthians 15, the great resurrection chapter of Scripture. One other thing I want to point out, our choral anthem today is very special and very unique. We heard in our prelude, the instruments were playing a refrain, Hail the Festival Day. This is a resurrection hymn that's been sung in the church for over 1,500 years. And today will be the first time here at Good Shepherd, by the grace of God. The choir is going to sing it, and after they sing through once, we get to join in on the refrain. And there's an Easter refrain, and an Ascension Day refrain, and a Pentecost refrain. It's Easter, so sing the Easter refrain, and it'll be a lot of fun, and this will be a great new hymn for us in our congregation. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the victory over death and the grave that has been won for us by the life, death, and resurrection of Your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Heavenly Father, Jesus' resurrection changes everything. It changes us. Heavenly Father, help us to know and to believe that because of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Our name is written in the book of life, and we share in His victory over death and the grave. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. service, setting number 3, page 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant to us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We chant together the words of the Entuit as printed on your bulletin insert.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, your Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is written in Job chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
epistle is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our Alleluia in verse. We stand for the Holy Gospel. According to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices, so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Confess the faith of the Church in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being among us. Father, I do all things for me. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand.
Continue with our sermon hymn 480. You may be seated.
We have hope in this life only. We are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. You know, people throughout the world really don't know what to do with today. People throughout the world really don't know what to do with Easter. Well, it's there. It's a wonderful tradition. It's a great time for family. It's an extended weekend and holiday. But as far as the religious stuff that goes with it, people just don't know how serious to take it. After all, a resurrection from the dead by God in the flesh. So the jury is out for many. All week long we've been hearing on the news, on the internet, in newspapers, article in yesterday's Journal Star, about a University of Chicago poll that said, more than ever, more people believe in heaven. And more than ever, fewer people believe in God. Now, I don't know about you, but that doesn't make any sense. There is a heaven, but there isn't a God. There is a heaven, so I guess I get to go there on my own. Or maybe all dogs and all people get to go to heaven in the end. And now we're back to Easter. What do we do with it? What do we do with this Jesus guy? Well, let's not worry so much about all the religious stuff. Let's not worry so much about all the doctrine and the teaching. Let's just take Jesus as a wonderful example. Let's take Jesus as a life coach, a motivational speaker. Let's take Jesus as a wonderful moral example. After all the major religions of the world can agree on that, right? Jesus was a good guy, got caught up in some crazy political stuff. Too bad. So sad. My friends, here in God's house, on this Easter Sunday, 2016, hear the word of the Lord for people who don't know what to do with Jesus. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. If Jesus is only your friend, if Jesus is only your buddy, if Jesus is only your life coach, example, motivational speaker, you should have just as well slept in today. You are to be pitied, thus saith the Lord. If that's all Jesus is, then the reason why we gather is a joke. An absolute joke. And Jesus is a liar. Remember what He says, John chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. Remember what Jesus did throughout His earthly ministry? Again and again and again. The Son of Man, meaning me, Jesus, the Son of Man must be betrayed, given over to the hands of sinners, mocked, beaten, crucified, and on the third day rise from the dead. He spoke openly about this. He pulled no punches. He knew exactly what his mission was, and he told everybody what his mission was. My friends, on this Easter day, we can be confident and assured. Jesus is no liar. Jesus is no charlatan. Jesus is who He says He is, the resurrection and the life. God in the flesh, crucified and risen for you. But if we take Jesus serious, if we take Jesus at His word, then that means we need to come face to face with something none of us really want to come face to face with. Death. Death. Death is real. You can't have a resurrection unless there is a death. But when it comes to death, we don't want to talk about it. We dress it up. We explain it away in all kinds of flowery language. Oh, he's passed away. Oh, she's moved on. My friends, no amount of flowery speech, no amount of medical advances, no amount of will or ignorance will take the reality of death away. We can do it for quite a while. And then a friend or a loved one gets sick and dies. We can do it for a little while, and then there's a tragic accident which reminds us all of mortality, including our own. We can put it away for a while, and then we get sick. And we realize that it's a preview of coming attractions. My friends, taking Jesus and Easter seriously means that we take the reality of sin and all of its consequences seriously as well. You know, when I was in high school, there was a really, really popular song on the FM dial. Young people, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but only the really, really radical, crazy stuff was on FM. Blue Oyster Cult. Yeah, 1976. Don't Fear the Reaper. Voted one of the top 500 rock and roll songs of all time because of its great guitar riff and catchy refrain. Don't Fear the Reaper. Buck Dharma had a premonition of his own death, and he didn't want to think about it. So he wrote this song because he wanted to think of death as a friend. Death as a lover. Just like Romeo and Juliet were lovers, well, people and death are lovers. So don't fear the reaper. Would you believe I've had that song requested for funerals? Death is not your friend. Death is not your buddy. God's Word here in 1 Corinthians 15 says, death is your enemy. Death is your enemy, but it is an enemy that you do not have to be afraid of, because it is an enemy conquered once and for all by the perfect life, obedient death, and glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. He is the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in Him will never die. And whoever lives and believes in Him will live forever. My friends, this is God's Word. This is God's promise for you. This is what the resurrection of Jesus Christ is all about. He, God's Word teaches us, is the first fruits from the grave. You don't have to be a language scholar to know that when something is the first, there's more to come. Jesus' resurrection is a picture of your resurrection. Yes, as in Adam, all die. But now, because of Jesus overcoming sin, death, and the grave, death is but a portal that we pass through from life everlasting here and now with Jesus to life everlasting fully and completely in the glory of heaven. And on the last day, when Jesus comes again in power and might and glory, the trumpets will sound and all the dead bodies will rise. And for those who cling to Jesus in faith, body, soul, reunited in the very presence and glory of God forever and ever and ever. This is God's good news gift to you. Our God is not a God of death. He's a God of life. And through death, He has conquered death and brought life and immortality to all. If that's not good enough for you, He has brought life and immortality for you, to you. His Good Friday death and His Easter resurrection delivered to you in the waters of holy baptism. His Good Friday death and Easter resurrection delivered to you in the Holy Supper. This is my body, this is my blood. His Good Friday death and Easter resurrection delivered to you in the sweet words of the absolution. My son, my daughter, your sins are forgiven. Not because you try really hard or because you've lived a moral life. No, because my son, Jesus Christ, has bled and died and risen from the dead for you. For you. My friends, today we come into God's house and we don't have to be confused. We don't have to be mixed up like so many people in the world. We know that the God who created everything, perfect and holy, is the same God who gave a promise of a Savior when our first parents brought sin and all of its consequences into this world. We can rejoice that everything according to the Scripture has been fulfilled in and through Jesus Christ. And we can rejoice that everything Jesus does is for us. You know, a while back somebody sent me a little picture in an email attachment. And it was two people sitting on a dock overlooking a beautiful lake. And the one person says, "You know, one day we're all going to die." And the other person says, "Yes, but on all the other days, we get to live." My friends, your salvation is secure. Your name is written in the book of life. Body and soul, on the last day, you will be with the Lord forever and ever. You are free. Stop justifying yourself. You are free in Christ. Free to live. Free to love. Free to serve. Free to laugh. Free to live a life in repentant joy. My friends, take heart. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We rejoice with the gifts of God and sing our offertory on page 192. Please stand as you're able. Welcome in the name of our crucified and resurrected Jesus for you. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
Remember Daryl Appling, brother-in-law of Kathy Mainz, who is awaiting surgery for cancer, and also for Sonia Bruce. Sonia is awaiting placement on a heart transplant list. We stand for prayer. All glory to you, dear Father in heaven, for you have fulfilled your word and brought your holy servant Jesus, our Lord and God, through death to resurrection. Let this news of redemption spread throughout the world. By his death, he has trampled down death. Hell is in uproar and creation is renewed. Grant us your Holy Spirit that this day you would become the foundation of our life and strength in the hour of death. Lord, in your mercy, unite in joy all your holy churches gathered around the world to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Put an end to all division and false doctrine. You brought Noah and his family through the great flood. You brought Israel through the sea on dry ground. You brought Jonah up from the belly of the sea creature. And finally, you raised your holy servant Jesus from the dead. Raise up preachers in every city and land to shout this good news and give voice to choirs to sing alleluias without end. Grant that in the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus would be heard in every corner of this earth this glad day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By the power of your Son's resurrection, we implore you to visit the sick, the suffering, the homebound, the grieving, and all who stand in need, especially Daryl and Sonia. And when our last hour comes, bless our graves and remember us on the last day, that our lowly bodies be transformed by Christ's glorious body, by the power that enables him to subdue all things to himself. Lord, in your mercy, Father, as we receive the mystery of your Son's body and blood this holy day, make it to be for us the medicine of immortality and the antidote to death. May his supper transform us, our souls into righteousness, and our bodies into immortality. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, you did not spurn the virgin's womb, neither did you hesitate to suffer all, even death, for our sake. We praise and magnify your holy name now and forever. Be with us as we follow you, and be our Redeemer even from the grave. To you will we live, to you will we die, and yours will we be forever. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sin of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
risen, ascended, and returning Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith till life everlasting. Go with peace, with great joy, your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Standing for our closing hymn, number 488.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.